Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As much as human beings are capable of great things, like me and Jules' Untitled Banter podcast, available every Friday on the What Culture Gaming podcast feed, we're also responsible for so much suffering, like when our hosting service decides to eat an episode instead. Still, there is that underlying feeling that across nature, nurture, and everything else, the long-term forecast for our very survival can occasionally be not that encouraging. Obviously, there are many reasons to be hopeful for the future, but these video games didn't hold anything back when delivering certain messages. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games with little hope for humanity. Also note there are spoilers for The Last of Us 2 and Soma Within. Number 8, DEFCON. There's no more terrifying real-life example of humanity's self-destructive potential than the enormous body counts racked up by war, and the fact that so much of contemporary peace is sustained by the idea of mutually assured destruction. That is, don't nuke us and we won't nuke you, because if you do nuke us, we'll go down swinging by firing all our nukes back so that everybody loses. This was superbly embodied by 2006 Cold War RTS DEFCON, a nuclear war simulator in which the player is tasked with obliterating as much of the enemy nation's landmass as possible for maximum destruction and human casualties, all while minimizing their own losses. A typical game sees millions of deaths incurred on both sides, serving as a brilliantly cynical commentary on how war turns mass death into a statistic, and how fighting wars with button presses and computer screens removes a lot of basic human empathy from what's actually happening. Number 7, Red Dead Redemption. In addition to being one of the most entertaining video games ever made, Red Dead Redemption is also one of the most low-key nihilistic in its portrait of the human race. Rockstar's masterful open-world western strips away the romantic sheen of the Old West mythologized in classic John Wayne movies and instead focuses on the ugly brutality of a lawless life. The game's primary theme is the violent nature of people themselves, embodied by both John Marston's actions throughout the game and his inevitably bloody demise by the end. However, this goes a level deeper with the epilogue, where John's son Jack comes of age and seeks revenge against his father's killer, ensuring this cycle of violence continues as a young man follows his father's footsteps only to result in more bloodshed. The commentary across both Red Dead games seems to be that humanity has and always will be its own worst enemy, murdering for riches and sheer survival, and in the case of the player themselves, finding considerable entertainment value. Number 6, Dead Space 3. If Red Dead Redemption explores humankind's violent past, then Dead Space considers its brutish prospective future. The iconic sci-fi horror franchise takes place in the 26th century, where humanity is spread throughout the galaxy, but the outlook sure is bleak. For starters, humanity was nearly rendered extinct by resource shortages on Earth, and they've found few truly viable planets elsewhere. But the real threat to humanity is in reality itself, the various human factions squabbling to gain control of the alien monoliths known as Markers, in turn unintentionally allowing the Necromorph plague to spread. This grim outlook was cemented with Dead Space 3's Awakened DLC, which concluded on a cliffhanger where the Brethren Moons, basically gigantic Necromorphs, launch an attack on Earth, leaving humanity's fate up in the air ever since. Considering that so much sci-fi comes from a place of optimism for humanity's inevitable future journey into space, Dead Space sees nothing but suffering and pestilence. Cheery. Number 5, Shadow of the Colossus. As beautiful as it is, Shadow of the Colossus is also an ultimately depressing game about human nature and our attitude towards the other. The game is of course centered around Wanda, who in order to revive his incapacitated love Mono, agrees to slay 16 mythical beasts, known as the Colossi, for a mysterious entity called Dormine. Neither Wanda nor the player seems to really question this task, even though the majority of the Colossi don't attack until aggravated, because it's a video game and killing is just part of the deal. Ultimately though, it's revealed that the Colossi were holding the evil Dormine's soul at bay, and in killing them, you freed him. But why is the life of Mono more valuable than that of the 16 Colossi? This speaks to the notion of humanity viewing itself as the most intelligent and worthwhile species in the universe, and we have the right to claim dominion violently if need be over all others. Shadow of the Colossus is an unconventional metaphor for humanity's historic disregard for animals, the environment, pretty much anything that isn't us. Number 4, Hatred. Hatred is an ugly, mean-spirited isometric shooter where players take control of a misanthropic mass murderer whose single goal is to kill as many innocent humans as possible. Created by a team convinced the world had gone soft and somehow missing the fact Grand Theft Auto is the highest-selling piece of entertainment ever, Hatred very much has a blackened heart. Falling into the mold of being shocking for shocking's sake, gameplay quickly gets repetitive. There isn't really a whole lot to do other than just butchering NPCs over and over, and while a bout of all-out playable nihilism can be fun, in a GTA crime spree kind of way, the sheer emptiness of the message makes the whole thing pretty damn boring. Number 3, This War of Mine. Survival strategy game This War of Mine is an examination of war's obliterative eventuality. Not from the perspective of soldiers or someone tasked with pressing the big red button, but the everyday person caught in the crossfire. The game takes place in a fictional besieged city where players control a group of civilians trying to survive amidst a war. You must manage their health, hunger, and psychological well-being to keep them alive until a ceasefire, which is timed to occur randomly and is eventually declared. This War of Mine's first-rate morality system will ask you to make extremely vexing decisions about your character's survival, and whether they dare risk their lives to help others. On top of this, failing to manage a character's mental health sufficiently can result in them walking off and committing suicide. And in the event a character does die, they're permadead, and it will affect everyone left alive. As a result, the game is absolutely dread-infused from first minute to last, capturing the sheer desperation of a wartime scenario. Some will shed their humanity in order to survive at any cost, but whatever the outcome, the fact that conflicts can have such a colossal physical and spiritual cost is a terrifying testament to our potential for cruelty. Number 2, The Last of Us Part 2. The Last of Us is a frequently terrifying and unpleasant game for sure, but it at least had major flecks of hope, centered around the surrogate familial relationship forged between Joel and Ellie. The Last of Us Part 2, though, beats that relationship to death with a golf club, quite literally in its opening hours. For a sequel that, while a masterful feat of technical engineering, it's also one of the most relentlessly miserable and upsetting video games ever made. Yes, there are fleeting flashbacks that remind us of sunnier times, but the bulk of the game's 25 hours are defined by a never-ending cycle of vengeance-fueled violence. That Ellie doesn't kill Joel's murderer Abby at the end is about as optimistic as Part 2 gets. But the fact that Ellie only accepts the soul-destroying nature of revenge after 24 hours of killing people almost undoes the whole thing. Considering that the current pandemic has laid bare the ugliest and most selfish aspects of humanity, if a far deadlier plague such as the cordyceps brain infection ever hit the real world, it's easy to believe the outcome would be similar to, if not worse than, the one depicted here. Number 1, Soma. Frictional game Soma is a brilliantly atmospheric survival horror set in an underwater remote research facility, Pathos 2, in the year 2104. Protagonist Simon Jarrett, a man from 2015, wakes up on the Pathos 2 and comes to learn that humanity was wiped out by a comet. His initial task appears to be escape the facility, but Simon then discovers he's actually a digital brain scan of the real Simon, which has been uploaded into the modified body of a Pathos 2 crew member. Ultimately, Simon's true objective is to secure the Ark, a digital black box containing a simulated world and all the brain scans of the Pathos 2's crew, then send it off into space. Simon completes this mission, but the ending is still a hugely depressing one. The last digital remnants of humanity are now hurtling through the cold vacuum of space, and though a copy of Simon's own consciousness is on board, the Simon that we've been playing as is left trapped and alone in the facility with no means of escape. The idea of the immensity of the human experience being boiled down to a black box now flying through space is enough to have anyone wake up in a cold sweat.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.